You know, Yael, being bullied is a horrible experience for any kid.
But what's worse than that, Don, according to one study, is that the effects of bullying often last long past childhood.
Researchers at King's College London looked at data from the British National Child Development Study begun in 1958. The study includes information about more than 7,700 children whose parents detail their exposure to bullying when they were 7 and again at age 11.
According to the King's College study, kids who were bullied nearly 4 decades ago were more likely to have mental health issues, such as depression, anxiety, and suicidal thoughts as adults. They also had higher rates of physical health issues and poorer cognitive functioning.
Victims of bullying were also less educated and less likely to be in a relationship and have supportive social networks. Men who were bullied were at greater risk of being unemployed, while those who had jobs were more likely to earn less.
One takeaway, the researchers say, is that bullying is not merely a rite of passage and part of growing up, but rather a social ill that has long-term consequences. So while efforts to stop bullying are important, the researchers emphasize that early intervention is just as crucial, given how being bullied in childhood can affect people when they become adults.
Now, being bullied isn't the only thing that can affect people's physical and emotional health, but even when the researchers accounted for factors including childhood IQ, emotional and behavioral problems, and parents' socioeconomic status, the effects of bullying still remained.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University, with production support from PINCO.
I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.